For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If we can expound on one thing real quick, this Microsoft situation.
Yeah.
Put it on Instagram and it got a lot of response. So I know you had spoke about it on your slide, but just wanted to talk about it. I think it's a broader conversation that we can have just on company stock buybacks, period. So yeah, Microsoft is planning on a $60 billion stock buyback that has been reported for actually several weeks now. So Troy, you want to talk about this a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, we can talk about it. A lot of people are like, well, why would they buy their stocks back? There's a couple of reasons. The first one being that they do it for consolidation. Number two, they do it for equity value increase. But what people should really be paying attention to is the increase on the dividend, right? Mm-hmm. That means that there's an accumulation of wealth that they have that they can say, you know what, our quarterly dividend is going to go up. And I believe Microsoft says that. This is incredible. The quarterly dividend is going to increase from 56 cents to 62 cents per share. And so when you talk about cash flow and equity in a company, the fact that they're going to increase their dividend, when most people say, you know what, the news that comes out from companies is that they're suspending it or they're pushing it back or they're decreasing it, that tells you the amount of money that Microsoft has and sort of their valuation looking forward to the future. Ian, I'll let you go.
And wait till they announce their crypto project. Remember, for those of you that are in your 30s, remember like when they were putting monopoly charges on Microsoft? They had a long period of 10 or 15 years where they really couldn't innovate. Now, great CEO, great stock, great infrastructure, great future, heavy war chest, good dividend. It's almost a perfect stock. And I would argue, if they wouldn't have had those monopoly charges placed on them, they would probably be 3 times bigger than Apple if Ballmer wasn't CEO. So they are just picking up the steam from there. Like, so when I'm screaming to you guys, Apple and Microsoft, and you're like, hey, what about whatever? Is that company better than Microsoft? No. Gives a dividend, incredibly safe. Everybody put in chat, what is the annual drawdown of Microsoft? So if you bought at the top, how much is it going to drop? The drawdown is going to tell you everything that you need to know. And if you've been in it for a long time, since Ballmer's been out, you sleep like a baby holding that stock. They're buying it back because they know it's going to go to the moon, Saturn, Titan, and a couple other universes. So
you got your Titan reference in there.
So the buyback, we can never, you know, say 100%, but the buyback is a positive sign. For investors, mm-hmm. The investors should be encouraged that the buyback is a positive sign, which, you know, over the course of time, we would expect Microsoft stock to go up.
Yeah. And we said this in December. I think the last Market Mondays of 2020, we were like giving our one pick of what stock we think is going to be the one for 2021. And like, undeniably,
this is Microsoft. Stock of the decade.
Microsoft. Trust me, y'all. Microsoft.
Stock of the decade. Mike, Nikki, clip that up. Of the decade. Microsoft is what people want Tesla to be. Okay, y'all cannot listen. Next year, you're going to be in the same arc boat. Listen to me. Of the decade.
So there you have it. So that is some of the reasons why companies will buy back stock. Usually, if a company is going to buy back stock, especially stock that large of a buyback, is because they're bullish on the company. Mm-hmm. It is a positive sign for investors. And you should be encouraged if you're a Microsoft shareholder. Yes.
Yeah.
Anything else to add to that?
I'm gonna add something that's moving up my watch list. So like I always talk about the ones that I'm always keeping my eye on. And we spoke about this in January when this company IPO'd Affirm. So very quietly these things have been happening. And I'm not sure if people are paying attention, so I'm just going to bring some things to light. So when Affirm IPO'd in January, I believe, it opened at $49. I know the stock ran up, but we were very careful about it. We said, let's give it 6 months, let it settle. Mm-hmm. And if you look at the chart of Affirm, right? You'll see that there's been some settling, and now you're starting to see this stock move up a little bit. And so there's a couple of things that happened in August, and you might not have known. So we're just going to run it down. First, Affirm is a buy now, pay later service. The first time I ever saw it was in StockX. Obviously, y'all know I'm a big sneaker guy. And out of nowhere, it was just like, hey, you can pay $50 a month for this sneaker. I'm like, wait, what is this? And I got familiar with it, right? So in August, they partnered with Apple, right? Like nobody was even suspecting this. They partnered with Apple for financing for iPhones, iPads, and Macs. And I know you just got the new iPhone, right? So that's the first big deal. But in August, they also partnered with Amazon to do the buy now, pay later service on purchases over $50. And the stock shot up 40%. And I hit Ian. I was like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. But they did something as well. And so when we watched the competition, right, and we talked about why should we invest in this, let's look at what the competition is doing. And so Square, obviously we talk about in fintech and we love Square. Their purchase of Afterpay for $29 billion was not by coincidence, right? Like this is the direct competition, and this is going to be the wave of the future. They said that there's some projections like 30% of purchases going forward will be in that pay now, that buy now, pay later services, only because—
Okay, what percentage? Because it's going to tie into my point later.
They're saying like 20 to 30% of purchases going forward. Now you look at the economic situation of our country, right? Like people had hardships, right? Mm-hmm. This feels like, and I don't know, people probably don't remember when you had like layaway.
I was just going to say that, yep. It's layaway at scale.
It's layaway at scale. And so like, if this is a company that has moved up on my watch list, and those are the reasons why. And so if you don't have it on your list, please put it on your list.
And here's the thing. If they are estimating that 20 to 30% of people are going to be using this, that means that an economic recession is going to happen and most people are not going to have money. There's two sides to every coin. People make services based on demand that will be there. So they're telling you, and as this space heats up, as we see more, and it's great if you're investing in the firm, but if you see they corner the market and they have 10 more partnerships in the next 18 months, yeah, they're telling you when this pullback happens in the middle of this decade, it's going to be big. Because let's be honest, we have not recovered from 2020. Mm-hmm. A few entrepreneurs have been able to do well, but everyone has not recovered at scale. So for those of you that are entrepreneurs, text your friends and family and ask them, are you doing better now or in 2018 and 2019? Sure. They'll tell you things are dramatically different. So please be mindful. It's a great investment, but with every upside opportunity, there's an immense threat. And that is that most of us that look like us will face another economic hardship in about 2 or 3 years.
Right. Right. And so one of the things that they also did, and this is the most recent one, is that they did a deal with Target. And so now Target has the buy now, pay later services. So you got two of the top five retail businesses in the world that now offers this service. And I think Target's is over $100. So the purchase has to be over 100. But think about the timing of it, right? Mm-hmm. Right. They do the deal with Apple right before the release of the iPhones, right? They're doing the deal with Target right before the holiday season. Same thing with Amazon. And they're all consumer staples. So definitely keep on your list. Definitely keep on your list and keep an eye on that one.
Yes, for sure.
Can I do one more?
For sure.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop. A mic drop, bag drop.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.